The views expressed in this program are strictly those of the host, Jack Angry, and no way represent the opinions or attitudes of our host company, the Midwest Dom Society, or our parent company of www.sultryshopping.com. I'm your host, Jack Angry, and welcome to another edition of the Jack Angry Show. I know it's been a while. It's been about 3 months since we've been on. Unfortunately, Jack's had a kind of an extended period of inactivity. You know, weather, job changes, the economy. We all know the story. But right now, I'm back in the saddle and looking to bring you information on some of our favorite topics. And the topic for this podcast is going to be sluts and why we love them. Now, again, I'm sure we all know a woman who we look at and say, she's a real slut, or she's a dirty slut, or something like that. But this is not a bad thing, and it should never be looked on as a bad thing, because a woman who can truly call herself a slut is one of God's more unique little creatures. I know several of them. I know a friend of mine. She would basically, if you were to get her, put her in a room full of guys, she would happily drop to her knees and service all of them and then bend over and let them pretty much do what they want. I mean, she is a very giving person. That's putting it mildly, but nonetheless, again, I'm sure we all know a woman who we could call, know someone who we could call a slut. I shouldn't use just the phrase women, because I've known enough guys who would be considered man sluts. Again, and if this is what you are, if this is how you want to do things, that's great. That's excellent. I mean, that's entirely up to you. We're going to visit this here, this topic in just a moment, but this is just a little warm up here to get you thinking. Now, I would like to hear your comments on this subject. Again, please feel free to write to the show, care of me, at my email address of osaguy1@yahoo.com. I know some of you may have already tried to visit the Sultry Shopping website. It is down. We've been having a lot of problems with our internet hosting company, and our domain name registration was our domain name was hijacked. It is being held hostage right now by our registrar. Why, I don't know, but this is something that your old buddy Jack will be looking into, and we will be getting a new website here, so just keep an eye out for that, and we will be setting up a website for the show itself, so we will have an established presence out there on the web, more than just through my podcast, which, don't get me wrong, they've been excellent. Now, again here, we'll be back with you in just a minute, and I'm your host, Jack Angry, and this is the Jack Angry Show. All right, we're back, and welcome back to the Jack Angry Show. I'm your host, Jack Angry. We'll get back to our discussion of sluts in just a few minutes here. I've got some interesting news from the adult entertainment industry. I always like to throw in a few of the tastier bits here for everybody's mutual listening pleasure. I hope you like it. And this comes to us from our friends at Adult Industry News, or AIN News, at AINnews.com. And then an article dated today at 1:11, or actually yesterday at 1:11 a.m. It says, Kelly McCarty porn star status. Basically, the former Miss USA and NBC soap star Kelly McCarty is getting mixed reactions to her status as a porn star. Her first adult movie, Faithless, which is a full XXX movie from Vivid Entertainment, that was released on February the 4th, and it's already on reorder. And Kelly has a new star turn in the second episode of Vivid's Deeper Throat, the reality series on Showtime, this Saturday night at 11:30. On the other hand, not all of her friends are thrilled with her new career choice. Gee, I wonder why. When she quotes, "When I decided that I wanted to make an adult movie, I didn't consult anyone or even think about the reactions from my friends or family," says Kelly. "I did my own research and contacted Video to see if they'd be open to my getting more involved in more than just acting. They gave me some creative control, and that helped me make a decision to move ahead with them. I had a blast making the movie, and I enjoy acting, and I really like sex," she says. "However, I am a bit surprised by the mixed reactions, and now I'm getting it from friends. Men I've had only platonic relationships with over the years are now definitely viewing me in a more erotic way, and one old friend suggested that I spend the night with him and his wife. But a woman who's a former castmate says my days on the soap Passions suggested that I leave the country as soon as possible. Kelly says her family has been very supportive of my decision, and several friends have asked me when I'll be making my next movie." Well, Kelly, we wish you well and good luck with your career at Vivid. We can't wait to see your films, and hopefully, maybe one of these days we'll be able to talk to you on the show. All right, and now our next story here. And this woman, I would use the phrase slut, but frankly, that would be giving sluts a bad name. The Nadia Suleiman, the controversial Octomom, as you know, she's made history after giving birth to octuplets, is being offered a deal by Vivid Entertainment for up to 1 million plus a year of health insurance for her family to make a movie with Vivid Entertainment, and they are the world's leading adult film company. Now, Nadia obviously needs the income to assure that her children are secure, so we are offering her up to 1 million to act in one movie, says Stephen Hirsch, co-chairman of Vivid. "We've had many single mothers work with us over the years, and their income from Vivid has been very important to them, and we would schedule production so that the movie could be shot in less than a week." Now, according to reports, Nadia's PR agencies has stopped representing her. A book agent decided not to handle her story, and she's being derided by ordinary citizens who say that the taxpayers will wind up paying her hospital tab and future expenses. There is a tremendous amount of interest in Nadia, and we can help her capitalize on that interest, and put some real cash in her bank account, says Hirsch. "As with our Vivid girls, she'd have her choice of partners, including Octodad." Yay. Now, Mr. Hirsch said said a movie starring Nadia would be distributed under the Vivid Celeb imprint. Vivid Celeb has released titles starring Pamela Anderson, Kim Kardashian, and most importantly, former Miss USA Kelly McCarthy, or McCarty, who's choose the studio to make her transition from NBC daytime star to hardcore porn star with Faithless, which has become a top seller since its debut on February 4th. We'll have to rent that. See how it goes. But again, the Octomom, it's like, come on, people. I mean, I know times is hard, but is this a woman we really want in a porn film? Considering that she shot eight babies out of that coochie, do we really want to see that? I mean, that's got to be a seriously wrecked up piece of real estate right there. And I don't know about anybody else, but I certainly wouldn't want to see that pulverized punani. I think we'll pass on that one, Octomom. It looks like here that in a related story, also from our friends at Adult Video News, and that's who our previous story was from as well. Looks like Nadia Suleiman rejected Video's offer to make a film. She was quoted as saying, "Those guys at Vivid Video must be nuts. Who wants to see me naked?" Well, you got that right. Maybe in a year when the baby fat goes away, she reportedly told this rate told to the website Radar Online. Now, if and it is stated here that if Nadia rejects this offer, it's a shame because by accepting it, she'd have saved the taxpayers a cool $1 million. We hope she will reconsider, but this would be a great way for her to take financial responsibility for her own actions. And this was quoted by Vivid's co-chairman Stephen Hirsch. Hirsch says her weight concerns are unfounded, noting that studio would give her a personal trainer to get her into shape, and she would have access to top makeup artists and hairstylists. She'd look at her all-time sexiest. Before she gives us a no, she should know that we've already been contacted by some of the top male actors in the industry who would want to be in a movie of her. With her, I mean. And Suleiman reports saying that despite what people think of my methods to get pregnant, I believe in love and romance, not cheap thrills that belittle women. Gee, being a media whore just ain't what it used to be, huh, people? Hirsch goes on to counterblast that we believe in love and romance too. We're the top adult movie company for couples that want to add a little stimulus to their sex lives. That's the big word here, people, stimulus. Far from being belittled, our actresses feel empowered by their work and in our movies and the control it gives them in their personal lives. This is something that could benefit Nadia as well, aside from a good swift kick in the head. But again, that story was provided us by our friends at AVN News, and you can reach them at www.avn, avnnews.com. In an unrelated story, it looks like there's going to be a documentary on the famous 1979-1986 club called Plato's Retreat. Looks like it's a documentary that's being filmed here, and well, it looks like that's going on or right now, and it looks like it premiered at the 2008 Toronto Film Festival. All right, basically the Plato, basically it goes on to describe the history of Plato's Retreat from its rise as a off the radar kind of adult sex club to the one of the premier swing clubs in the American swinger scene, which defined it. Now, it was a little before my time, but I have been to quite a few swing clubs, and Plato's Retreat definitely sounds like something I would have wanted to have been part of, and we wish them luck with that. Now, on to news from the home front here in Nebraska in the Midwest. Dr. John Haltom, if you're from Omaha or the Midwest, you know he is the man who owns a chain of adult sex stores throughout Missouri, Illinois, and Nebraska. In a story provided to us by our friends at AVN News, he is looking to run for the City Council of Lincoln, Nebraska. Now, the 41-year-old who owns Dr. John's stores told the Journal Star newspaper in Lincoln that he's been an advocate of the First and Second Amendments since he was 20. He's even done jail time for defending his rights. He was convicted in 2000 of selling sexually explicit videos in Omaha and selling an adult video to a 17-year-old during a police sting in Salt Lake City. He registered as a Republican and is a Ronald Reagan fan. He says he's never held public office before, but he has spoken before council in various cities where he's opened new stores. He denies allegations that he's campaigning strictly for publicity, and he notes that he's collected the signatures and filed the proper paperwork. Now he realizes that there are those that will not appreciate his chosen profession. He quotes, "There's always a Bible thumper, but you don't know what they have a right to express." But I'm sorry, let me start that again. "There's always a Bible thumper, but you know what? They have a right to express their opinion, and I don't want to deny them that." And that was told by John Haltom to the Lincoln Jer Star Journal newspaper. We wish him well, and I believe if you want to check out this further, you can go to his website of, I believe it is www.electdrjohn.com, and we will be posting that on in the links section. We'll research that. And again, we'll get back to our discussion of sluts in just a moment. But first, let's go ahead and break for a quick commercial. Welcome back, and I'm your host, Jack Angry, and welcome back to the Jack Angry Show. This is our show. It's entitled "Sluts and Why We Love Them: The Revisitation." What we're doing here is we're looking back on a show we had done several months ago called "Sluts and Why We Love Them," and basically, I'm going to talk for a few minutes here about the qualities that makes a woman a slut and a good one. And it's not just the fact that she is a woman who could be called a slut, might like to have sex with m multiple partners. Anybody can do, any woman or any man can do that. But what makes one of these persons a true slut is the fact that they enjoy it. I mean, it's almost like a religion to them. It is almost like, It's like breathing. They enjoy, I know girls and women who enjoy it like breathing. As I said, I have a friend who enjoys it. I mean, basically, she is a very attractive girl. She has a very, very, very yummy body, and if you catch her in the right mood, it's pretty much, well, she'll strip down right there and, pound me in every hole. And but she does it with such abandon that there's no way you could think that there was anything crude or crass. It's just basically almost life affirming, to my opinion here. But what makes a woman a slut? I mean, you can have young sluts, you can have old sluts, you can have homely sluts, you can have hot sluts, you can have biker sluts, you can have business sluts, office sluts. I don't care what type of slut you're talking about. But you, as a listener to the Jack Angry Show, and I know that many of you are out there because I get the cards, I get the letters, and I get the emails. And, but what makes, what defines a slut to you? Is it a woman who's attractive, who has a pretty face, a nice looking body, who knows how to dress, or who knows how to act erotically or provocatively? Or is it just a girl who is just let's fuck and let's have fun? Does that make a slut? Most sluts I know are pretty non-pretentious people. They're what we would definitely call the salt of the earth types. I think one of the hottest women I've ever met is adult film star Nina Hartley, and I would not hesitate that she would probably wouldn't mind being thought of as a slut, but she is obviously a very elegant, very classy, very well-educated slut, but probably still a slut nevertheless. One of the hottest adult film actresses right now, Chessie Moore. This is a woman, they call her the Duchess of Down and Dirty for the reason that she would also, I assume, be thought of as a slut or would think of herself as a slut. But again, she loves what she does. She loves gangbang. She loves black guys. She loves swinging. And that brings us to our next subject, the swinging scene in Omaha. We're going to discuss this. This is just a teaser. We're going to discuss this further in a show that's going to be done in the net within the next coming weeks here called The Pussification of America. And what this is about the pussification of America. Basically, over the last 10 to 15 years, Americans have become a generation of pussies. The generation that came after me, I'd say about the generation of 1972 on up to the current time, they are soft, they are fruity, they don't want to get their hands dirty. They care more about their fucking handcrafted lattes and mochas than they do about being Americans, which are being stand up, backbone, red-blooded, God-fearing Americans. I'm not saying that God-fearing in the way that meaning over-religious, but I'm saying that integrity. Where are the Gary Coopers of this world? Where are the Glenn Fords? Where are the John Waynes? Hell, we haven't seen John Wayne since John Wayne died. You think John Wayne would be talking about just getting in touch with his feminine side if he was confronted with a problem? Hell no! He'd just tilt his hat down over his eyes and kick the holy dog shit out of whoever was pissing him off. Would Gary Cooper do that? No, he would just sit there with that silent, stone-faced stare and proceed to pull his gun out of his holster and blow a hole in whoever was really annoying him. One of my favorite films. And this may be telling how old I am, but one of my favorite films was a film called The Legend of Billy Jack. And there was a sequel called The Trial of Billy Jack, and it actually had a very, very competent actor by the name of Tom Laughlin in it playing the title character, Billy Jack. Now, Billy Jack was a half-breed Indian white, half-breed white and Indian who had gone to war, learned how to be a martial artist from the army. and had come back to his hometown to see the attitude of racial prejudice directed at Native Americans. And he had run into the town, basically the town family that controlled everything, and their young son who would be dealing drugs to the Indians, raping Indian girls, and so on and so forth. You get the idea. I mean, a big he ends up killing the son when the son pulls a weapon. This prompts the father to try and take revenge against the freedom school run by the blonde, attractive hippie girl who Billy Jack later falls in love with and has several sexual encounters. And the film goes on to talk about he is basically turning himself in to avoid a armed insurrection at this freedom school by the police, and thus saving the lives of the students and other politically motivated activists and hippies in there. And the next film, The Trial of Billy Jack, was essentially the trial and the final outcome, where Billy Jack is sentenced to a lengthy crime of basically killing people that honestly needed it anyway. Again, this comes under the heading of No Good Deed Goes Unpunished. And again, this brings me to my earlier statement about the pussification of America. We don't see people like this anymore. What do we see? We see David Spade. We see Andy Dick. I mean, would you call those guys American men? So I don't think so. What are the big programs right now? Reality shows. Inner beauty. Basically, it's a bunch of overly beautiful, shallow, vain people in a house being videotaped 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and the little machinations, plots, and plans that they perpetrate against each other to be declared the one who is truly beautiful both inside and out. I'm sorry, why don't we just call the show what it is? The Survivor for Plastic People. Because that's what most of them are. They're plastic people. They are a parody of humanity. They are a parody of what America should be. I don't mind that the fact is that a chick is hot, but the fact a chick is hot, that doesn't mean that's all she is. And that brings us back to my conversation about sluts. Yes, a slut will fuck you. She will fuck your friends. She'll fuck your dad if she gets a chance. Hell, she may even fuck your mom. Who knows? If she goes that way, what do you care? You know? Get a camera, get pictures, get it on the net, make a little money. You know? If mom likes sluts, hey, you got one hell of a mom there. That's a MILF I'd like to meet. You know? That's what we call good cougar hunting right there. But again, here, before I go completely out of my mind, a slut, by and large, at her very core, is an honest person as about what she is. That is exactly what she is. There is no pretension there. There is no subterfuge. There is no deceit. There is no duplicity. They like to fuck, plain and simple. I have seen women in adult bookstores come in dressed very provocatively, who will, quite frankly, strip down in a theater full of men and basically be ridden by or ride 15 guys. I have seen that. Your old buddy Jack has seen a lot of things over the 40 plus years in his life. And I hope to see a lot more before, I wheeze my last breath. And on a personal note, I have quit smoking for over 4 months now. Yay for me. But anyway, I see here by the clock on the wall that we've been talking for almost a half hour, so I am going to cut this off right here. Again, I'm sorry for the delay. Just to let you know, there will be a website for the Jack Angry Show coming out, and I will bring that up in a future podcast here. Again, I do definitely want to hear your comments. You can submit them here at mypodcast.com on the site, or you can email them to me at W or at OSA guy one, that's OSAGUY, the number one, at yahoo.com, and I'll be sure and answer every comment. I always do. And Again, this is Jack Angry. I'm your host. This has been the Jack Angry Show, and this is our broadcast for Friday, March 6th. And we've been talking about sluts and why we love them. We've been revisiting that. And again, America, stay awake and stay angry. I'm your host, Jack Angry, and you have a good evening.